it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time for singing and news, or maybe not.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
He's pitchy. Today was not his best.
Oh my gosh. By the way, my mom texted me yesterday right after it goes, do you guys really sing that song every time? I think she thought it was like just a recording of us singing it.
We sing along with it.
Yeah, it was like we sing with it.
I have the music down way. It's mostly us.
Hate that for everyone listening.
No, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, was she asking it like you should stop? Or?
I'm not sure.
Here's the question that I have. It's been called news or nope from the beginning, but I don't remember last time anybody noped anything.
I always forget about it.
I also like to hear the stories. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, just know that anyone in the room could at any time say no.
It is Friday, so we got to burn them for a new week.
Good evening.
Nope. There we go.
Good evening.
Nope.
I knew that was going to happen. All right, T-Hap, you're up.
Oh, somebody know me. Good evening.
Nope.
There it is.
Okay, good evening.
Okay.
Good
Welcome
evening. To the program.
Thank you.
You may have heard earlier this week that Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star Taylor Frankie Paul is going to be the Bachelorette.
I did hear that. Yes,
she
yes, yes.
She is the first Bachelorette, like, coming into Bachelor Nation that has never been a part of Bachelor Nation before. So this is a pretty big deal.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they've always picked someone from a previous season of The Bachelor.
That's right. So bachelors can come in out of nowhere, but
bachelors
are cast-offs.
Rarely come in out of nowhere,
Got
though.
Got you.
And so it's also interesting, and I don't watch the Mormon Wives show because, frankly, I found it unwatchable, and
I
will stand
every
on
second
that.
Of it.
I bet it gets better. The first episode, though, I could just not
What's
get
What's unwatchable?
Beyond.
Like, what?
Oh,
what?
My, it's like... And then I had, because they're trying to recap years in the first couple episodes, so they're clearly not just living their lives.
Oh, I got you.
They're trying to catch you up, kind of. But if you know anything about it, she had a baby with her, I believe it was just her boyfriend, Dakota. They were not engaged, correct?
I don't remember at the time.
I don't think they were.
That feels outside the faith, just a skosh.
It's wild.
There's a lot.
This is the girl who was also arrested for, like, domestic battery.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's, which I'd love ABC to comment on how they're cool just being like, and all these men are gonna, like,
wow.
If it was a guy, I think we would probably.
She could just be wandering around just like.
I think she's done a lot of work on herself.
Beating
what
dudes
are you?
Up.
Okay. Just. Anyway, Dakota, her ex-boyfriend and father, one of her baby daddies, has commented on it and basically just said, like, I'm happy for her. I hope she finds love in any way. But I think he really means, like, should have been me, but okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know how I feel about this.
But tune in, because it could just be like MMA.
It could. That's pretty... She's done work. Okay. Who wants to go next?
I haven't started the thing. Well, let's listen to the end of this here.
You haven't started the thing? Oh. That thing.
Yeah.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Taylor Swift is set to give deposition in Blake Lively, Justin Baldoni legal case.
Oh.
For which side?
Maybe.
The thing I saw today
sounded like
certain.
She had agreed, but I forget who's deposing her.
In
Justin?
New court documents obtained by TMZ, it confirms that she is set to give a deposition later in October.
I think she's doing it to Justin's attorney.
Yeah, for Baldoni.
What does that mean, though? Like, she's coming in to corroborate, I don't know if that's the right word, his story?
She's coming in to tell what she saw, and like,
it was his lawyers that like asked.
Yes,
her
they're
to
like,
come
what
in.
What
so
actually happened there?
Of him.
Yeah,
got it.
Which doesn't bode well for their already withering friendship.
Yeah, the last thing I saw was she'll do it if forced.
Oh.
Can you force Taylor Swift to do anything?
The legal system of the United States of America is still something she is not impervious to.
Yeah, that's what I thought. If you had to testify, you had to testify.
If you're subpoenaed.
It says that they're trying to work around her schedule, so it'll be after October 20th. The government or whatever is working around Taylor Swift's schedule.
Officers all go to jail, but work with me here. That doesn't happen.
Okay.
Got a big thing.
Who still has a nope in the room?
I do.
Only Aaron.
Good evening.
Oh, man, the tension in this room.
In Ted Lasso news.
Let's go!
Brett Goldstein.
I'm not sure.
I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, Brett Goldstein. He's in a new movie with Jennifer Lopez, and they're filming the now, and a lot of rumors have started to swirl.
No.
Are you dating Jennifer Lopez?
No. Don't do that, Brett. Nope.
He has commented on it.
Oh, good.
And he says that sort of thing isn't my favorite.
Okay.
I think he's British.
I don't.
He's British, but not that kind of British.
Yeah. No.
He says basically no. We're not together, he said, but it is flattering that anyone could even think that's a possibility, which I think is a good move.
A good move.
You're not shutting the door on it.
Right.
You know, I'd be a little interested.
Have you guys heard him talk when he's not Roy Kent?
Yeah, he's so soft and kind.
Stand up, I think.
Because Roy Kent's like,
I'm not dating J-Lo. No,
this is going to be an unpopular take with this room. And everyone has to understand, I love Ted Lasso and I love Roy Kent. He sounds like Patrick Mahomes.
No.
Yes.
No.
And that is it.
Stop.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.